You're totally saying it is a civil war. You're absolutely correct. Everybody's out to get everybody in this world.
I'm not talking about in this world. I'm talking about in this country in the civil war. I mean, it may even be worse than a civil war.
How could it be worse than that? A pandemic? Has it finally come?
No, I'm thinking more like some African shit where, you know, you got two warring nations, tribes, whatever you want to call them, and then some asshole, you know, known as like America or some shit, would come in and give aid to one side so they can wipe out the other side, and then, you know, come in and wipe out the side after that, that you know what I'm saying, wiped out the other side. So in the sense of that they were having a civil war, and then somebody took advantage of it.
Well,
so
shit,
we're having a civil war, and there are people taking advantage of the civil war that's going on in this country.
You know, you got private interests that would definitely do something like that. Well, big business. You saw McDonald's and Wendy's all up in the White House earlier today. You saw that.
I don't know what that shit was.
That's the people taking advantage of them. You come and just wipe them all out. Oh, you got a bunch of football players in here? Stars? Future leaders of the world? Here, give them all this junk food and heart attacks on the side.
In the president's defense.
Ooh!
You know, I've heard that cheeseburgers are his favorite. Like, that's what him and Kanye do. They just fuck up Mickey D's together or some shit. So, maybe I was wrong. Maybe, you know, it wasn't donated and they weren't being cheap or disrespectful. Maybe, you know what I'm saying, he thought that was like a guy's meal. It's his favorite meal. Like, they're guys. They're tough guys. They probably like burgers, too.
And the government shut down, so.
Well, yeah, then there's that, you know.
How many That's people back there cooking?
Like donated, you know.
I mean, if I was working in the White House kitchen and you told me you got the Clemson football team coming and you told me that you're not going to pay me to cook for them, guess what I'm not going to be doing?
Not gonna pay. You on salary, I'm sure, as a...
Hey, I don't know.
As a cook in the, you know, White House, and that fall under... But, I mean... I mean, like, maybe all the state.
Well, maybe the head cook, but not like the maitre d' or sous chef.
I'm saying everybody. You in the White House, you know what I'm saying? You cooking for whoever they say. So if it's Clemson or a fucking steak dinner, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's what it is. Obviously, it probably, you know, take a lot more time and effort and energy to sit down and have a steak dinner. People are, it's probably a hot mess. So the Oval Office probably does work, you know what I'm saying, better for a football team when really this shit's probably just about a photo op, you know.
Well, they got plenty of that and plenty of people talking shit. Kanye wasn't there to help. Oh, shit.
I don't know.
Ife.
What?
Kanye West is doing to music what President Trump is doing to America.
No, no, no. First of all, and neither one of them motherfuckers that powerful. Kanye is not responsible for the responsible for the decline in, you know what I'm saying, in today's music. And just like, you know what I'm saying, the president, you know, this is not his fault.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say solely responsible.
Well, I mean, because
that means he has an amount of culpability about it.
No, I'm not even saying it to that extent. I mean, I don't really see Kanye doing anything to music. I see Kanye, you know what I'm saying, music is not being as good as when, you know, I first, you know, started listening to Kanye, but
I still like that 808 Heartbreak.
I don't think he's fucking on music. You know what I'm saying? I think that it's a fucked up population out there, and, you know what I'm saying,
they want to hear fucked up music.
No, I'm just saying he's their leader, you know?
I mean, but that's what this one girl said at the job up here. She's a server, and she was saying that she listens to the music because she just wants to zone out and say fuck shit.
And you know what? She's white or Hispanic, isn't she?
Definitely white.
Why? Because you'd be very hard pressed to find some black folks listening to Kanye's music to this at this point in time. It, you know, yeah, I mean, it's more black people listening to Adele.
Ooh.
No,
Did you get that, FBI agents?
but I think the thing is that more so than a musician, not music, not a musician, more so than an artist, Kanye is an influencer. I mean, he's an influencer.
So you're saying Kanye's more of an influencer than an actual artist?
Yeah, on his influence and his art,
Uh-huh.
constantly doing the kind of shit that, keep people looking at you, keep you being able to influence them. But he's not doing it for, you know what I'm saying? He's not doing it for, he's not making music for black people. He's just not. And I'm not saying he has to. And I'm not saying that's what he started out doing. But to my untrained ear, it sounded like he started out making, saying music for, I
For
struggle to
his
say,
college buddies.
no, I'm saying I struggle to say black because I mean, I'm not, I think he probably, wanted the whole world, to listen to his music then. But I think through lack of proper fellowship and lack of discipline, that his music has fell by the wayside. He's just, I mean,
Lack of fellowship, lack of discipline, and a surplus of money. They
no,
always say, don't let money change you. They
but
always say that.
I don't think it was the money that changed him. I mean, I could go back and struggle and, in my brain, think about that, whatever song that was when he, Gold Digger, when he was talking about, trading up, I'm saying, for a white girl. I'm thinking way before, Kim, it had to be on your mind.
Well, shit, he told you shit.
Yeah, but if you listen to the song, he's not saying the song as though he's talking about himself. He's saying it like he's just talking about, a situation in America, that obviously, you know what I'm saying, we've seen. I don't know. Kanye's ridiculous to me as, saying, as a black man person. Because I don't want to get caught up in the black, and I don't want to get caught up in the black man. At the end of the day, people say you person him, so I'm fucked up with him as a black man person. I mean,
Do we gotta start saying all these things?
yes, apparently we do.
Do we gotta start just
We
like,
have to start quantifying, qualifying, validate everything. You know what I'm saying?
God dang, it's just too narrow a freaking rope to walk on that they put you on. And then they throwing shit at you while you're walking. And then they change the direction. They tell you to go left, and later on they say you should have been going right for the past 5 miles.
That's what you get for breathing, my nigga.
Welcome to America, shit.
Like this, I don't even know, what I'm saying? Like, this thing with Kanye, like, I could break it down, and everybody was talking about his name being right since his mom and dad. He wasn't right before then. Y'all just couldn't see it. I'm not saying like I was the only one. I'm not saying it like that. I'm saying that when the going gets tough, if the tough don't have no community or discipline, you know what I'm saying? You end up doing what he did, And it ain't just, oh, you know what I'm saying, fucking with a white girl, Persian, whatever, fuck she is. It's that, I don't know, just that going inside and, and introducing yourself to, your own schizophrenia, where you have all this technology around you.
He's so fucking scared of himself. I mean, but we all are in a sense. So
I
those
don't
who
know.
have
He's
not.
really, are you really, how do you feel like he's scared of himself? I think he, I don't think he likes himself.
So it's not fear, it's disgust.
Disgust may be strong, and he
Too
could
strong.
be, but I don't know. But I'm saying, I think at a minimum, is he doesn't like himself. I don't think, I don't know. It's people drop the ball. That's all I can say, is people drop the motherfucking ball. Because
So, I
he should
mean,
have
in
more self-love. He should. I mean,
So can you defend Trump with that same logic?
shit, Trump looked way better than Kanye to me.
Wait, what?
I mean, just, as a person. I mean, if you can get over
Ah,
grabbing by
okay.
the pussy part, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that's fucking assault. And that is a big difference when you're saying Kanye hasn't assaulted anybody. But when I say he looks better than, Trump looks better, I'm saying Trump hasn't surprised us. Kanye has. Trump is
Yeah.
doing what he's always
Expected to do.
doing,
Yeah.
what he's meant to doing. I think black people had a whole bunch of expectations, saying a Kanye, maybe like they did, I don't know, Dwight Howard or Manute Bol, and the shit went bust. So it hurts a lot more, saying?
The Kimbe Mutombo.
Yeah, But then I think Jordan put his nuts in his face next week. I don't know.
That messed him up after that. I mean, I wouldn't be right if somebody put their nuts in my face.
Well, I'm just saying it like that. There's a big difference between somebody dunking on you and putting their nuts in your face, as opposed to, that's your punishment. You're not paying for a 20 sack or some shit. I don't know.
You know, sometimes things get lost in translation. And I think we just need better translators. Not for the English language, but for like the mental signs. Like how you were saying Mike was showing you who he was. That lady, oh, we saw that video, she had that tattoo on her, looked like a skeleton robbing that store. It's showing you what. So I guess it's, I don't know, I guess maybe psychology is being used wrong or underused, maybe.
Maybe underused, but I also am wondering, would you saying needing more translators, how long would you need that? Because the only reason you need more translators, now I'm thinking, it's because of the gap, between, people and their ability to communicate, from
Yes.
family members inside the home to, like I said, just people between political parties and everything in between.
Like you said, we're going through the Civil War right now, Democrats and Republicans, and
No, I don't think that's what the Civil War is about. I think the Civil War is between the have and the have-nots, the ignorant, and the dumb, And then you have, but I guess back in the day, your carpetbaggers,
the
and then
condescendingly intelligent.
carpetbaggers. People that, take advantage, I think, of the situation. And then you have your, nonchalant, I don't give a fuck. And they're all at war with with each other. And the Don King, he started the social, like the social justice warrior movement. I think that started with Don King. Everybody's just, everybody wants to be right. Everybody wants to, win some type of fight, to feel like they're a part of something and have some type, of validation. They don't have to know what they're talking about, just.
Well, using that logic, I'm thinking now, I'm gonna apply it this way. You said you had once heard that if it's not news in a month, it wasn't news in the first place. So, if people in the media industry thought that as well, then they would have to inject something into itself to make sure that it's always news.
Well, like you said, media. Now, to me, that doesn't mean just journalism. That includes the advertising.
Everything.
No, it's advertising because advertising drives media. That's the tool to try to, saying get your money. Media. So now that we call it media, saying that's like a new word, like, us texting, saying media, this umbrella that's covering marketing and journalism and just all this information technology and stuff. It's not even about it being watered down. It's about it being clickbait for advertisers. So they're the ones that are dictating the news.
Is so that there would be a war. So that
That's
you're
probably just to get
always
money.
in the news. Oh, that's what they're gonna get out of it. They need us warring. So that there's a complete blanket distraction of the earnings, the manipulations, the outright lies. I mean, it's the propagation of war. A social war, have war between families.
That's the biggest thing. Because whatever's going on in the house is going to spill out in the streets. So, if you don't care about your family, how much do you really care about what you do outside of your door? A lot of people will pretend. They go to work, and do their job, not cause, no trouble. But that's not because they have pride in their work. It's because they don't want to be embarrassed. That's it. They don't. Like I said, they just don't care. They just don't want to be embarrassed. That's why you can come home and not give a fuck. About, like how you're living, because you're like, okay, that's behind closed doors. That's nobody's business. So you can be, awful, angry, you can be whatever you want behind closed doors. Everybody has been so keen on my business behind closed doors. That's where the bullshit started.
Well, now we don't even have closed doors.
Closed doors just mean you're
Because
home. That's that old shit.
those media giants, to ensure that eyeballs get on their commercials and money gets to those people that's paying for all this shit, they didn't put access everywhere. Phones, smartwatches, radios, TVs, everywhere. Everywhere's a screen. Something to look at.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the debauchery that goes on behind closed doors in people's houses. I'm talking about the lie that, saying that they're living. When it's like I said, one thing in your household. And I'm not just talking about in your particular household, I'm talking about your household, your extended family, how you treat, relations, family relations. If you're shitty with your family, whatever you're doing outside of your house, it's a cover up. You can't possibly care to the point of anything being positive outside of the house if you're willing to tear up your family, if you're willing to be a part of that. You can't care. And I'm not saying you should care what's going on outside, but if you're saying you're on the citizenship and part of society and all that stuff to go with it, yeah. So like I said, it takes all types.
You gotta care.
Everybody doesn't have to care. But I'm just saying,
A world citizen cares.
that's debatable. I'm just saying there has never been more room for debauchery behind the closed doors of the house than there has been, I'm pretty sure people say, oh, 200 years ago you didn't have technology, you got them in the middle of nowhere, people could do all kind of, crazy shit. Yes, but it wasn't nearly probably as many people due to the information technology that's creating those people.
And
You know,
people
those people were
sharing their
created by,
debaucheries.
those people, whoever was doing all that, fuck shit and pedophile ring and kidnapping, rape, they weren't getting the stimulus that people are getting now. So, we're creating them bitches by the dozen now. You know what I'm saying? By the second, when, you know, it was probably just a handful, you know what I'm saying, you know, in different parts of the, you know, the country 200 years ago. You didn't have anybody to feed and grow and suck it, you know, suck this shit in with you the way, you know, you can plan a trip to the other side of the world and be a part of major, you know what I'm saying? It just, it's too much.
It's like when I found myself over in the King Williams district, you know, I had never been there. I never seen it, but it opened me up to so many different things, different ideas. And now, in this world, like this age of shared debauchery, everybody can get out there and see it. I mean, and they're always talking about it. And so now people are wondering, what is like seeds planted in their heads.
And seeds do grow. Even if, you know what I'm saying, the rains don't come for a while, it's a drought. When they do come, those seeds will grow. So that just means as soon as that person gets an opportunity, they will.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it don't matter if you wait, you know, 25 years or you own it straight out the gate. You know, I...
Next thing you know, you'd be walking out of the house and Mr. Quinones is waiting on you. Why did you do this, sir? Did you not know that this boy was actually... And then you're going to jail.
I thought that was a... What would you do, guy? You sound like you was talking about the dude that catch a predator guy.
Oh, I mix my guys up?
Shit, don't start me the line, but I'm pretty sure that dude is the, you know, what would you do?
Well, it's what you... Whether it was what you do or to catch a predator, it's all fucked up.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.